So could you start by just telling me a little bit about your involvement in WDR 2004?
So I was at the Harvard Kennedy School, still on leave from the bank, and a team was getting together, and so I was one of the principal authors together with a whole set of teams, so spent a lot of time schlepping back and forth between Boston and DC to meet the team and draft the report. Ended up drafting a couple of the chapters.
And what for you was the most important thing about WDR 2004?
I think the most basic thing was very prosaic, which was initiating the shift from an input focus to an output focus. So I work and had been working and still work a lot on basic education. And basic education illustrates the problem more than any other sector, which is just for decades and decades and decades, both the international system and national systems were just butts in seats. You know, all the measures, all the metrics, all the everything was build some schools, slap some kids in them, get some teachers hired, and call it a day. And there was no focus on real output measures of were they learning anything. So what passed for an output measure was enrollment. And so I think one of the things the accountability did was it raised the question of accountability for what? What do we actually have a schooling system for? And the point of a schooling system can't possibly be to just intern these kids in a building for X hours of the day. We actually want them to learn something. And I think across the board, there was a whole set of things in which sectors had just become involuted on themselves around inputs without having revisited the question of what did we want this for. And so I think that inputs to outputs has been as important as the lots more sophisticated stuff we did.
And what do you think we've learned in the last 10 years?
I think we've learned a lot in the last 10 years that having the organizations themselves have capability is really important. And that has two things, so it isn't just trivial. One is that a lot of focus in development had been on the capacity of individuals. So if you think of it as like, what could you do if you did the best you could? But then one of the things organizations do is they make you much more productive by being embedded in the organization, because there's within a large organization, there's specialization, there's roles. And so a person working in a car factory is like enormously productive because he's doing a component of the thing. So I think a lot of development had focused its training efforts on the idea that the capacity of the individuals was low, whereas what's really low is the capability of the organization to organize and harness the capacities of the individuals. So that's one sense in which the organizational capability is not a trivial thing. Most of development funding that's about capacity building still means putting people in some hotel room somewhere and like having them trained, as opposed to thinking through how the organization's going to get shit done, right? And the second thing is this internal versus external. You know, you can get citizens outraged about low quality of services, but ultimately, if you want a kid educated, you got to have a good teacher in a good school committed to the occupation and profession of being a teacher. So you really need organizations. And, you know, you're not just, you know, no schooling system is built on some hostile external constraint on teachers. You got to have teachers wanting to do it because they want to do it and they feel rewarded for doing it inside an organization that does it well.
Local or national, which do you think holds the keys to unlocking better public services?
So here I think this has been precisely a fruitless discourse. And the fact that you ask that question in the way reveals that the discourse is still framed in that way. And in the sense that if you take, you know, girl pitches up at the school. We want the school girl to learn something, right? There's a whole bunch of things that have to happen. There has to be a curriculum. There has to be a textbook. There has to be some standards of what, at a given grade, the girl is supposed to learn. There's got to be some way in which teachers are hired. Got to be some way in which teachers are assigned to classrooms. Got to be some way in which teachers are evaluated. Whole bunch of functions. I think there's been too much debate about, if you think of levels, whether all of those functions are national or all of those functions are local. Right? You can take a crappy system and decentralize it, and it's a crappy decentralized system. What really needs to happen is you need to pull those functions apart. Some things need to stay national and need to be strongly national. Some things need to be local and need to be strongly local. So partly what we've done with decentralization is we've just muddled. We've like moved it often to the wrong level of the local. So we move it from the national to the district, where it really should be right at the village, because we keep trying to put it all in one place. So I think the right solution to local versus national is what I call a pull-apart model. Let's think of the functions within the sector, pull the sector apart so that some things are like completely local, some things are completely national, and some things are in between. So the local versus national, hopeless, pointless. It has been the locus of the debate. You're perfectly right to ask that question because that's how everybody asks it. But it's also perfectly pointless to ask the question in that way. Should your education sector be, should your health sector be national or local? Well, parts of it have to be local because you got to get the service provider in contact with the person. Parts of it have to be national because you can't just turn it loose and let the local do whatever they want without any embeddedness in an overall performance orientation.
What do you think we need to do differently in fragile states to get services working?
I think we have to draw on the capabilities that are there to do what can be done rather than try and create capabilities instantaneously to do what we want to be done. Let me just give an example of what I mean. I worked in South Sudan for a couple of years as an outside consultant. And what the donors wanted done is they wanted MDG-like goals. They wanted universal primary schooling, right? Not going to happen in South Sudan. So what do? They say, well, in order to build the capability to do it, we're going to parachute in some international NGOs. We're going to pay them just outrageous unit costs, but we'll ramp up services really fast. It works, right? You can get a whole bunch of schools. But that like takes you completely off the trajectory of building any capability in Sudan, because you're on a high unit cost model, you're on a completely imported, transplanted vision of the sector. As opposed to just saying, look, the South Sudanese have some capabilities. They can buy stuff, they can sell stuff, they can dialogue amongst themselves. How do we augment their capabilities to do kind of incrementally what they can do? It's not going to look good. It's going to take a long time. But you're on a trajectory that you're actually building something that can last, as opposed to, you know, the lessons we've seen, especially from Afghanistan, where even where the donors have succeeded in delivering stuff, they're delivering it in a way that would essentially absorb 100% of the Afghan domestically generated revenue over the foreseeable future just to fund one sector. Because you did it in a high, you know, you did it in a high unit cost way. You know, it's not a lesson the international community wants to hear, because they want everything done immediately. They want everything done to the standards that they would like to see in the rest of the world. But what it means to be a fragile state is they can't do that.
Lastly, if you had to sum up what it takes to deliver services that work in 60 seconds, how would you do it?
I'd take 6 seconds. Commitment. People have to be committed to it. People have to be committed to it at every level. And if you don't have the commitment to it at the political level, at the organizational level, at the individual level, it's not going to happen.